Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, equipping you and empowering you this morning, bringing you a word. Thanks so much for joining me this morning. I am just so excited about this word today. How many of you are dealing with giants? You know, those huge issues, those problems that just you can't seem to conquer because, you know, they just seem to be so big, right? Well, I'm here today to tell you that we are going to slay some giants today, amen? Like many of you know the story of David and Goliath. David slayed that giant, right? And I want you to slay those giants today. So thanks so much for joining this morning. Get prepared, grab yourself a pen and a piece of paper, open your mind, open your heart, and you know how I like to start the show off. I want to start the show off by just taking a deep breath. I know it's early Sunday morning, 7 a.m., and, you know, you're probably getting ready for church, getting ready for services, and just take a second, just a second, and breathe in deeply all the blessings of God, which are yes and amen. His promises are yes and amen towards you. So breathe in those promises and breathe out anything that looks like a giant to you, anything in your life that looks too big for you to handle. Breathe that thing out and breathe in all the blessings of God. Amen. While we go to our praise and worship segment of the show, here we go. Take a deep breath. Breathe it in, and then breathe that thing out. Amen. Here we go.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the every in me. This is the end. Come on, the very air we breathe, he gave it to us, we didn't buy it. Come on, tell us. Come on, lift your hands to him and tell him. It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, it's, and now listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Sing it to him again. And now I'm lost without you, Jesus. Lord, I was lost, God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Spoken to me, Jesus. Spoken to me. And if you're desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. If you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell them together. And I thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord. Come on, Lord Jesus. We're lost without your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. And I. Tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He oh, come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, sing it.
Yes, this is the air I breathe. Just breathe it in. All the blessings of God, amen, hallelujah, all of his promises, they are yes and amen. If you just tuned in, welcome. This is Carolyn Ritter Watson. This is your morning, Sunday morning inspiration session. And today we are talking about those giants in your life. You know, and before I go on, I want to talk about not only the giants in your life, but the people in your life, because many times, you know, I always say we have to check our circle. Say that with me right now. Say, let me check my circle, because the people that you hang out with, the people that you spend the most time with, and the things that come out of their mouth, right? When you give them some information, or you're excited about something and you share it with them, and they come back with a negative report in response to what you said to them, in response to your excitement about that particular situation, know that that is a problem. Know that that is a person with a grasshopper mentality. Know that that is a person that is someone who cannot share in your excitement for whatever reason, because of their limited beliefs or whatever. And so it's important that you hang out with people of like minds, people that are already where you want to be. You know, there's no point in trying to accomplish something and you're spending all of your time with people who don't have the same vision, don't have the same dreams. Every time you try to get excited about a promise that God gave you, or God, you know, gave you a promotion, or, you know, God has you accomplishing some really amazing things, but these people just cannot seem to come in agreement with you. You know, as a matter of fact, they just shoot it down. You need to be careful with that. You know, we're going into a whole new year. You don't want to take those same negative people with those same negative mindsets, those grasshopper mindsets with you, because you won't be able to slay those giants in your life. You know, and we all have giants, and so we have to slay the giants. We can't be fearful of the giants. We have to slay those giants, right? And so I just want to encourage you in that. And so, again, good morning, and just come on in, and I want to give you our guest call-in number in case you want to call in and chime in. Our guest call-in number is 347, area code 237-5083. That's area code 347-237-5083. So come on in, and I want to talk about your sight today. You know, what is it that you're looking at? What do you see? Can you see the promises of God for your life, or are you only looking at the giants that are all around you? And then when you see those giants, are you telling other people about the giants, and they're just going along with, yeah, you're right, that's too big. That problem's too big to tackle. You know, that giant is too big to slay. They're coming in agreement with you. No, you want somebody that's going to empower you, that's going to, you know, help to build you up, help you to slay those giants, right? You know, and so, you know, everybody has giants. Everyone has giants, and so we can slay those giants, right? You need to be a giant slayer today, amen. I always say, I'm like David, I'm going to slay my Goliath, right, whatever that situation is. And so my question to you is, do you see the promise or do you see the giants? Do you have a grasshopper mentality? You know, the Israelites traveled from Egypt to the promised land in only 11 days. It really only took them 11 days, but there's a but in there, right? They didn't actually enter until 40 years later. Why is that? Why is that? Well, Moses sent Joshua and others to spy out the land, right? God had promised them the land. God had given them a promise. And so Moses sent Joshua and some others to spy out the country, right? And so upon return, they gave a report, right? So Joshua said, I returned and gave from my heart a good report. Joshua gave a good report. Joshua was he had vision. He had vision, right? He could see past the giants, right? So Joshua said, but my brothers who went with me frightened the people and discouraged them from entering the promised land. That's Joshua 14:8. So Joshua is like, and have you ever been in that situation, you know, something's going on and you have somebody, you're trying to work the problem out. You see the problem, you see the solution, and you're trying to work it out, but then you have these people sitting next to you saying, no, that's too much, that's too big, that giant's too big, we can't slay that giant. You know, I feel like a grasshopper. I feel small compared to that situation. Well, those are the people that you need to get away from because they're telling you who they are. When someone tells you who they are, you need to believe it. They're telling you that they feel small in that situation. They feel like they can't slay a giant. They feel small, and they only see small. Right? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so Joshua, you know, Moses sent Joshua and the others to spy out the land, you know, because God gave them a promise, just like God gave you a promise, he gave me a promise. And so he returned, Joseph was like, listen, I returned and gave from my heart a good report. Joshua knew he gave a good report. Joshua said, but my brothers who went with me frightened the people. They scared the people and discouraged the people from entering in the promised land. They scared the people from entering into the promised land because they started talking about the giants look too big, right? And so days after being delivered from Pharaoh's army, the Israelites ignored Joshua's positive description and God's promise of victory. Instead, they were discouraged. They were a bunch of naysayers. They had a negative report, and there are giants. They said there are giants, and we look like grasshopper compared to those giants. And so they felt small. So are you hanging out with people who just feel small, who only think small, can only see small? Are you hanging out with those people, or are you hanging out with people that, yeah, they see the giants, but they're like, listen, I'm going to slay that giant. That giant is not going to stop me. Whose report will you believe? Whose report will you believe? We got to always believe the report of God. God does not make promises to us to just take them back. He doesn't make promises just so that we can, you know, not have them fulfilled. No, his promises are real. His promises manifest in the lives of those who believe, those who are not afraid to slay the giants, those who don't feel like a grasshopper compared to the giant, because a grasshopper, a giant could just step on a grasshopper and crush it, right? So are you a grasshopper? Do you have a grasshopper mentality, or are you a giant slayer today? That's a question for you. I want you to ponder that thought, amen, while I go to a commercial break. You think about what you are and who you listen to after God already gave you a promise. He already gave you a promise. Whose report will you believe? I'll be right back. We're going to a commercial break. But think about that. Whose report will you believe?
Hey, Twin, what are you doing?
I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause.
This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping.
Wow, they even offer personal shopper services?
Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in.
What is their contact info?
You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.
All right, I am back. Yes, that is Layla Simone, Shop for a Cause, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Many of you know that is my organization with my granddaughter, Layla. And, you know, we had to slay some giants, right? Of course, I had some naysayers, right? People who said, listen, that looks too big to do. That's too big, you know. I'm like, okay, I can slay this giant, or I can have a grasshopper mentality, right? It just seems too big. So what about you today? How are you seeing your circumstances today? How are you seeing your situation? Are you feeling small? Are you thinking small? Are you thinking like a grasshopper compared to that giant? Do you feel like a grasshopper, or do you feel like you can slay those giants today? Because I'm looking for some giant slayers today. Amen. Are you a giant slayer, or are you a measly little grasshopper that's going to be crushed, right? Think about it. God's promises are yes and amen. He is not going to stop, you know, his promises towards you just because there are giants in the land. Just because there are giants in the land. You know, God promised the land, right? And promised land in only 11 days. Like the Israelites traveled from Egypt to the promised land in only 11 days. It only really took them 11 days, right? Now get this. But they didn't actually enter for 40 years, so they just wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years. Now how crazy is that? And some of you might be able to relate to that, because God gave you some promises way back in the day. Life happened. You didn't accomplish that thing. You tried some stuff, but it didn't work out, so you gave up. And then you listen to the naysayers. You listen to the people with the grasshopper mentality. Oh, it looked too big. Girl, nobody ever did that in our family before. You know, how are you going to do that? That's too hard. That costs too much money. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. You can't do that. You're too young. You're too old. You're too big. You're too small. You know, you're not the right ethnic group, you know, your race, you're in the wrong race to do that. You know, you can't do that. You know, excuses, limitations, those giants, we all have giants, but it's all about perception. Life is all about how do you perceive a thing? How do you perceive that those giants? Because Joshua was the only one that was like, listen, you know, yeah, there are giants in the land. There's giants in the land. But I returned and gave from my heart a good report. I saw the giants, but I gave a good report. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so he gave from his heart. The report that he saw from his heart was a good report. And then Joshua said, but my brothers who went with my scared, my brothers went, I'm sorry, he said, my brothers who went with me scared the people and discouraged the people from entering into the promised land. You can read that in Joshua 14:8. And so they spent all these years wandering around in the wilderness because they had a grasshopper mentality. How many years have you spent wandering around in the wilderness because you have a grasshopper mentality? How many years? How many years? How many people are you listening to with a grasshopper mentality? Right? And so days after being delivered from Pharaoh's army, the Israelites ignored Joshua's position, his description of what happened when they went to scope the land out. They went to spy on the land, you know, spy, check things out, you know. They ignored his report, right, and God's promise of victory. They ignored that. So instead, they had a negative report. They came back with a negative report. There are giants in the land. Oh, my God, there are giants in the land, and we feel like grasshoppers. We look like grasshoppers, right? That's how they saw themselves, as a grasshopper, as a bug that can be crushed, right? And so then because of their fear and disobedience, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. How crazy is that? You know, and many times we allow negativity to rob us of God's best for our lives, right? We allow negative reports from the doctor, from family, from friends. We allow negative reports to stop us from living the promise. How many of you are allowing negative reports to stop you from living the promise, right? And many times we just give up. We give up. We give up. We quit. We throw in the towel. And so we don't trust God enough trust Him enough for Him to make His promises manifest in our lives. We just give up. We just throw in the towel. We just like, listen, I feel like a grasshopper. I feel small. Those giants are too big. I can't slay no giants. I can't go in that land. I can't go there. I can't do that thing. No. I don't want to be crushed. I'm just a measly little old grasshopper. So do you have a grasshopper mentality today? Or are you a giant slayer? Right? You got to be like David. David slayed that giant. Like, he's like, look, I'm not scared. You gotta be like that. I'm not scared of no giant, right? And so when people give you negative reports, negative feedback, right? And then when you give yourself a negative, start having negative self-talk, you know, you gotta let that thing go. You got to focus on the promise. I always say focus on the promise, not the problem, because God is giving you some promises. So you have to focus on those promises and not the problem. There are solutions to every problem. There are solutions to every giant. Every giant can be slayed. Giants can fall. Amen. Trust me. Every giant can fall. Giants fall, right? Know that God is bigger than giants. Any giant in your life, God is bigger. God is stronger. God is bigger. So don't allow the giants to stop you from moving forward in the things that God is calling you to. Amen. Become a giant slayer today. Be like David and slay those giants, right? So that you know, you can do this thing. I want to encourage you today. You can do this thing. You can get through. You can get past those giants, right? You absolutely can. But number one, you have to decide. You have to decide that you're going to become a giant slayer today. No matter what giants the enemy throws at you, no matter what giants you scope out, when you scope out the situation, you see these giants, these things that look too big for you to handle. Know that God is bigger than any situation that you could ever encounter. Stronger, he's better. And if we trust him, he can help us slay those giants. And so what are your giants today? Are you battling with your health? Are you battling with your finances, family issues, issues with your children? What giants do you need to slay today? What things in your life are so big that they appear to be so big that they make you feel like you're just a measly little bug that's just being crushed? Right? No. Come on now. You are a child of the Most High God. You cannot be afraid of giants. I don't care how big that thing looks. You slay that giant today. And so I want you to begin to minimize the negative reports that you hear from others. And I want you to begin to eliminate the negative and destructive self-talk towards yourself. Like it or not, everything you say to yourself matters. Everything. The inner critic isn't harmless, right? It can stop you. It can block you. It limits you and stops you from pursuing the life you truly want to live. It robs you of peace of mind and your emotional well-being. And guess what? If you continue to allow all this negativity to stress you out and keep you stressed out, you know, it can, if you don't check that thing, it can lead to, you know, anxiety, all kinds of anxiety and depression. And so we don't want that. We want to slay those giants today. There is nothing too hard for God. There is no giant too big that God can't knock that thing down. Amen. So what are your giants today? What are your giants today? I challenge you to see yourself, to see your circumstances and the way God sees you. And trust me, the way God sees you, the way God sees that thing, the way God sees that circumstances, that situation, he sees it as being so small, so small, amen. You know, it's so small through God's eyes. There is nothing too hard for God, nothing. And so I just want to stand in faith with you today concerning your giants, whatever they are. I just want to pray for you. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. We praise you this morning, God. We give you honor, Father. We thank you that you are a good, good Father. We thank you that you sit high, but you look low, Lord God. Hallelujah. And you see our every need, Lord God. You said that you would supply our every need, Lord God. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord. Nothing. There's no giant too big for you, God. Hallelujah. And so we are declaring ourselves as being giant slayers today, Lord God. We're going to be like David. We're going to slay those giants today, Lord God. Lord God, I stand in faith with everyone, Lord God, who is trying to conquer the giants in their lives, those problems that just seem to be so big, Lord God, that they don't know what to do, because some people just don't know what to do. They don't know how to slay those giants, Lord God. Help them to trust you, Lord God, in every situation. Help them to not worry about anything, but to pray about everything, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are a giant slayer today, Lord God. Hallelujah. You will help us to slay the giants in our lives, Lord God. Lord God, I lift up anyone who is dealing with the giant of health battles, Lord God. Hallelujah. You said that you are a healer. You are a God, the God that healeth thee. Hallelujah. It's by your stripes, Jesus, that we are healed, and I declare that healing today, Lord. Those who are dealing with the giant of financial issues, Lord God, it just seems to be so big. Those bills are just piling up. piling up, Lord God. I pray for supernatural debt cancellation today. I pray that you will enlarge their territory today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Those who might be dealing with giants in their marriage, Lord God, help to restore their marriage today, Lord God. Hallelujah. We trust you, Lord God. We know that you love the marriage covenant, Lord. And so help them to restore their marriage today, Lord God. Help them to rekindle their love, Lord God. Take them back to when they first met and started dating each other, Lord God. Help to rekindle that love that they had from the beginning, Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever their giants are, Lord God, whatever those giants are, we knock them down one by one right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I declare and decree that we are giant slayers today. We're going to be like David. We're going to slay every Goliath in our lives, Lord God. We're going to be giant slayers today, Lord God. We're not going to be like the Israelites just wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years, Lord God. No. We're not going to wander in this wilderness any longer, Lord God. We're going to slay these giants today. We're going to trust you, Lord God, concerning our lives and those promises that you have given us, Lord God. We thank you, we praise you, we honor you today, Lord God. Hallelujah, as we slay every giant one by one, Lord God. One by one, giants fall. They're falling. I see them falling one by one, Lord God. One by one, hallelujah, hallelujah. They're falling one by one. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And finally, God, finally, Daddy, I speak a third John blessing. I pray above all things that we will prosper, that we will be in health, even as our soul prospers in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. We are slaying those giants today. Trust God in every situation, you know, and watch your words because your word, watch your thoughts because your thoughts become words. And those words will manifest in your life. Words are a seed that grow. So be careful what's coming out of your mouth. You know, when you see those giants happening in your life, when those giants show up in your life, watch the words that you say concerning those giants. Watch the people, the advice that you get concerning those giants. Are you seeing those giants? Are you approaching these giants with a grasshopper mentality? Do you see yourself as a small bug that can be crushed? Or do you see yourself as a giant slayer, right? And then so you might even see yourself as a giant slayer, but then the people around you or the people that you are allowing to advise you might not see you as a giant slayer. They might see your problems as being so big that they begin to speak that over you. Don't allow it. Shut it down. Shut it down. Reject anything that doesn't sound like God. Reject anything and everything that doesn't look like God. When people start coming out, saying negative things to you, and sometimes people don't realize that that's what they're doing. They think they're helping you. You know, when they start telling you, oh, girl, you can't, that's too hard. That's too hard to do. Or you know, that's never been done before in our family. You know, okay, that might be true. It may never have been done, but you be the first one. You set the trend. You break the cycle. Amen. Become a giant slayer today. Amen. We're not going to walk around any longer with the grasshopper mentality. No, we're not going to be a bug that the giant can crush, just step on and crush. No, we're going to slay those giants. Amen, one by one. Amen. I pray that you were blessed this morning. This is the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson. I equip and empower you to live your best life now and to live out your God-given purpose. Ladies, don't forget to join me in our private Facebook group. I used to say for ladies only, but we do have some gents in there, and that's okay, right? God wants to bless them too. But it's a place where we come together, we pray for each other, we empower each other, we build each other up, and we tell our stories authentically. We take off those masks. And we begin to share our stories. And when you share your story within the group, you have your sisters there to lift you up and to help you through that. So definitely join me on Facebook. It's a private group. Just come on, and I will approve you, and you'll come on in and be blessed, okay, and empowered every day. God bless you so much. You know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. I just pray that you have a blessed and marvelous week. You know, God is so faithful. He loves you so much. So hold your head up. Don't be afraid of those giants. Yeah, that thing looks big, but guess what? You're a giant slayer. You can slay those giants. Remember, one by one. You don't have to slay them all at the same time, but one by one, every day, you slay more and more of those giants. And begin to ask God for a strategic plan to help you slay some of those giants. Whatever your giant is, slay those giants in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless. I will see you next time.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In Him is where my strength lies.
are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.